Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Nice to have you all here with us today for this day of worship here in Kenya Parish Church. A warm welcome to everybody here today, everyone who's watching live online or on our catch-up service during the week. And of course, a very special welcome to all of the members of our uniformed organizations, our leaders, and our parents. We're so glad to have you with us today for this time of worship. Just a few intimations to share at the start of our time together. First of all, just a reminder that today, after worship at Kemde Church Center, just down the road, we'll have a Thinking Day coffee and pancakes. This is an event for raising funds for two of our guides for Girl Guiding International Camps, as well as coffee and pancakes, and who can say no to those? The Brownies will be organizing a bake stall, and also guess the teddy bear's birthday, and guess the number of sweets as well. So quite a few different events. £2 entry for this event. Please do consider going along to support it. This Tuesday, the 20th of February at 7 p.m., again in the Kirk Center down the road, we'll have the next meeting of our men's group. That's again at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, and this will be a time of food and fellowship and a guest speaker for all interested men to come along and attend. And this month's speaker will be Ruth Ogilvie from the Cyrenians. Please do consider coming along and hearing about the vital work that they do on behalf of the homeless. Please speak with Mr. Leslie Mackay for more information. Also been asked to announce that there will be a singing workshop and performance from Handel's Messiah, but not any particular, not just any rendition of Handel's Messiah, a Doric Messiah, which would be quite the challenge, I'm sure. But that will be happening in partnership with Aberdeen University and the Elphinstone Institute, be conducted by Paul Mueller, words by Gordon Hay, who is the translator of the Doric Bible. If you're interested, you can come to the workshops, come for the whole day and take part in the performance, or come to see the performance. Come along to University of Aberdeen and St. Mochar Cathedral. That'll be on the 10th of March from 11 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Please speak with Miss Anne Brown to book a place for that. And finally, I've been asked to announce a very special event from Teen Challenge Northeast. A little while back at the men's group that I just mentioned, we had a couple speakers come to us from Teen Challenge Northeast. If you're not familiar with the excellent work they do, Teen Challenge Northeast is a drug and alcohol rehabilitation center that does amazing work for our wider community. And on the 2nd of March at 7 p.m., they're having a graduation ceremony for boys and girls and men and women who have completed their rehabilitation program. And I think it's safe to say that at the men's group at which they spoke to us, we were all completely awestruck by the amazing work that they do, by the lives that have been changed and transformed by this amazing, amazing entity. So anybody who's interested is welcome to come along and show support for these young men and women who have got their lives back on track after a very, very rough start. So that's 2nd of March, 7 p.m. at King's Community Church in Aberdeen. If you're interested in going along to it, please speak with me for more information. Are there any other intimations to share with our church family at the start of our time together? With those shared, let us worship God through the gift of music by singing our opening song of praise. Come, now is the time to worship.
Now is the time to give your heart. Let's pray. Our Father, at the beginning of our service, we remind ourselves that your promise that where two or three are gathered together in your name, you will be with them. So we acknowledge that we are in your presence now. While we pray that you might bless our time here together, we ask you to bless all who might join us via the internet. And we think especially of our friends in Littlewood Court in Kemney as they join with us week by week. Lord, we acknowledge you as our Creator, and we thank you for the gifts you have given each one of us. As well as life itself, we thank you for our friends and families. We thank you for your church, of which we are part. We thank you, Lord, for the area that we live in with all the beauty of the countryside. And we take time now to thank you for each other. We thank you for the love and support we receive from and are able to give to our friends here. We thank you for the many good things you give us, and we pray that we might never take this for granted. So we thank you for our homes, our health, our jobs, our schools, and everything you give to us. We thank you too for organisations such as the Scout Movement and the Guild Guides, and especially we pray for those gathered here with us. We thank you also for the beavers and the rainbows. We pray that you will bless the work that goes on in each of them week by week and year by year. We also ask you to bless and support the leaders of those groups who are here with us. We are aware of the many problems and responsibilities associated with working with young people in this day and age. And while we appreciate the work that they do, we ask that you will guide them and protect them in all their activities. Our Father, we know our weaknesses, and we ask your forgiveness for the wrongs we've done in this past week, for the unkind things we've said, for the wrong thoughts we've had. Father, forgive us. Our Father, there are those known to us who are in need of our prayers, and in the silence we bring them before you now. We pray for our minister Joshua, and we ask you to bless him in the many responsibilities he has as minister of this parish. We pray too for Joshua's wife Heather in her role within the church in the wider area of Aberdeenshire. We pray too for the elders of our church here in Kemney. May they faithfully serve you as they carry out their duties. We pray that our worship this morning will bring glory to your name. We pray that as we sing your songs and listen to your word, we might understand and be challenged by them. We thank you for the gifts you have given to those who lead us in our singing, and we pray for Joshua as he preaches later. We thank you for the gift of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. We thank you that we can call him our Saviour as we remember that you sent him into this world to save us. We pray that you will accept our offering that it might be used here and further afield for your glory. Lord, we pray now together the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Morning all. I'm Douglas Young, one of the Kemney leaders for the Scouts. I'm just going to start off the Scout and Guide section today. So to begin with, we're going to go and talk about the actual Scout badge. So if I can get Morgan, who is our first Kemney Cup of the Year, to help out. Just put that there, okay? Okay, so the circle and rope, that represents the unity and the family of the worldwide Scout movement. And the reef knot, seen at the bottom, represents the strength, and no matter how hard that we pull it, it can never come undone. The two stars represent faith, truth and knowledge, and each five-pointed star has a meaning. They are honourable, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, and clean. The three tips represent the main parts of the promise. These ones here. They are duty to God and country, to help other people, and to keep the Scout law. The world emblem is white, and the royal purple background in heraldry, with white or silver, represents a purity, and royal purple denotes the leadership and service of the Scouts. Thanks, Morgan. We'll now pass on to Samuel, who's going to talk about why we shake with our left hands. Thank you.
As we know, Scouts across the world all greet each other with a left-handed handshake, and that is a sign of trust and friendship. But why and how did Baden-Powell come to decide to use it when he formed the Scout movement? There is a story that when Baden-Powell entered Kumasi, the capital of the Ashanti, he was met by one of the great chiefs. He saluted them and then offered his right hand out as a sign of friendship. But the chief transferred his shield, which he held in his left hand, to his right, which contained his spear, and offered his left hand to shake as a sign of friendship. When he asked why, Baden-Powell was told that by offering his left hand, which traditionally was used to hold a shield for protection, he was showing his trust to his enemy or friend, for without the shield for protection, he was open to attack. So, the friendship knot. The knot is woven in friendship true and interlaced with memories too. A friendship found and shared by two, the ties, time and smiles can't undo. The friendship knot is also known as the Japanese crown knot or success knot. It has been tied since ancient times by Asians for ornamental purposes. At first, it might perhaps seem strange that this knot has found its way across thousands of miles to us here in the UK. But in reality, it isn't so strange at all, for friendship knows no barriers. The knot is also aptly named, for is it not so that one's crowning success is friendship? We will now hear from Ariana and Kirsten about the legend of the friendship knot.
There is a Norwegian legend of the friendship knot. There once lived in Norway, facing the North Sea, a fisherman and his daughter. The child was lonely all day and long into the evening. Her father was on the water fishing. Her mother had died when she was only 5 years old. She was alone so much of the time. To help her idle away the lonely hours, her father taught her the art of knotting. Lacing and braiding, she spent many a happy hours doing this work. Her favourite knot was one her father called the knot of friendship. It fastened her because it looked so much like a four-leaf clover, which she had read about and which was supposed to bring much luck to a person who found one. She was fascinated also because she could not understand what friendship was. Her father could not explain friendship. He could not relate it to a person, what place or thing. He could only say a friend was good, kind, sincere, and so on. These things she understood. When the child was 11 years old, the sea claimed the life of her father, and she was sent into the city to live with an elderly distant relative. The woman did not understand the needs of a young child, and once again she was lonely and afraid. Across the street from the house in which she lived was a small park, and each week she watched a group of young people gather there. They all looked so happy and there was so much laughter and singing. She decided that next week she would go and sit on the bench and be there when the girls were out, so they could hear what they said and see what they made them so happy. And so the very next week she was sitting on the bench when the group came trooping down the walk. She watched and listened and found it was a group of Girl Guides, and they were working with a map and compass. They seemed unaware that she was even around.
In her deep interest in what was going on, she did not see the tall blonde girl leave the group and come to her bench. The girl said, "Come join us and be our friend." Only then did she become conscious that she was there. There was the magic word friendship. Now perhaps she would find out what it meant. Time passed. She did join the group and did become their friend. On one lovely evening during a campfire ceremony, she presented to each member of the group a light blue rope necktie, and on the end of each she had carefully made her knot of friendship as her token of love and friendship. She finally understood the word friend. From making the friendship knot, this knot symbolizes the tie which binds the girls and adults who belong to the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts, and is a sign of the continuous friendship they share. The four ends of the knot represent the promise, the law, the motto, and service to others. The four squares stand for the four world centers. Wear it with pride.
So the last section of Scouting and Guides is actual tying of the friendship knot, which I've got Lewis to help out with. So, is it Beth? Oh no, you can get the video. Can we prop that up anyway? Can we prop this up anyway? Okay, so on the ground floor and up in the top, there should be a bit of blue rope, and the person sitting next to you, if you have them as a partner, will tie the friendship knot before the renewal of the promise. So, if one person, there's four stages to it, by the way, as seen on the cardboard. 1, 2, 3, and 4. First stage is someone has got to do an S shape. Like so. If I can manage that section. Then the second person is going to put their rope behind it. As seen here. We have now created two little loopholes. One here and one here. Or there and there. The rope which is behind it is going to feed through these holes. So the red tail is going to go through the bottom hole in the bottom left, and the yellow tail is going to go through the hole in the top right. Once we have gotten to this stage, when it's fed through, all four ends have to get pulled gently together at the same time. And it can get a little bit fiddly, but with a little bit of pulling left and right, we form a square knot, as shown in number 4. How has everyone gotten on with that? Have we been successful? Yeah, do it once more. Yeah. Yeah. We will run it. We will run through it once more, and then we will continue on with the schedule. Oh, we'll just go for it. Yes. Do you want me to do that? Do you want me to say that? Aye. Hopefully we've had some degree of success. If not, then I'm sure we can take the bits of rope with you up to the church centre along with this, and you can have a shotty. We'll now pass on and we'll do the renewal of the promises. Thank you.
We'll do. Right, can we have the beavers to stand, please? Mark? Can we move over to the centre a little bit? Thanks, guys. And make the scout sign. Okay. And if you repeat after me, I promise to do my best to be kind and helpful and to love God. Well done, beavers. Can you sit down, please? And we'll have the cubs.
Okay, can I have the cubs all standing, please? I want to do a cub salute. And repeat after me. I promise that I will do my best. Do my duty to God and to the Queen, to help other people, and to keep a Cub Scout law. Okay. Right, can I have all scouts, explorers, and leaders stand up, please? And if any other adult would like to renew their promise, they can easily join in and stand up, please. Right, can I do the scout sign? Just say it all together. On my honour, I promise that I will do my best to do my duty to God and to the Queen, to help other people, and to keep the Scout law. Okay.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm here representing the guiding unit, and we're going to renew our promises now. So first of all, I'd like the rainbows to stand and to make your promise sign, and you're going to repeat after me, big loud voices. I promise that I will do my best,
to think about my beliefs
and to be kind and helpful. Well done. You sit down. Okay, we'll move on to the brownies. Could all the brownies please stand? Okay, and can you make your promise sign? Good. Okay, we'll say this together because you know your promise. Okay. I promise that I will do my best to be true to myself and to develop my beliefs, to serve the Queen and my community, and to help other people, and to keep the Brownie Guide Law. Thank you. Okay, I'd now like to ask the guides and the senior section and all the leaders and any other member of the congregation who would like to renew their guide promise to please stand. Okay, we'll make the promise sign. And we can say this together. I promise that I will do my best to be true to myself, to develop my beliefs, to serve the Queen and my community,
to help other people and to keep the guide law.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well done, everyone. And a special congratulations to those who managed to tie their friendship knot here in the service. You'll notice that the minister was not given one because he didn't want to show off his lack of coordination in front of everyone this morning. And as you heard, you can take it along to the Kirk Center to continue practicing afterwards. And if you can't make it to there, don't fret. We'll be practicing it every week until we get it right here. Good. We continue now together, though, in the worship of God through song. We're singing our next song of praise together, King of Kings, Majesty. Our first reading from Holy Scripture comes to us today from the Old Testament, from the writings of the prophet Isaiah, reading from chapter 41, verses 8 through 13. This can be found on page 725 of the Church Bibles. Isaiah 41, 8 through 13. But you, O Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, you descendants of Abraham, my friend, I took you from the ends of the earth. From its farthest corners I called you. I said, you are my servant. I have chosen you. I have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be nothing at all. For I am the Lord, your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, "Do not fear, I will help you." And from the New Testament, from the Gospel according to John, reading from chapter 15, verses 12 through 17. And this can be found on page 1083 of the Church Bibles. John 15, 12 through 17. Jesus said, "My command is this, love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And then the Father will give you whatever you ask for in my name. But this is my command to you, that you love one another." Amen, and may God add his blessing to this reading of his holy word, and to him be the praise and the glory forever and ever. We continue now in worship together through song, with singing our next song of praise, "As the Deer Pants for the Water." Let us pray. O Lord, you are the God of every new beginning. You are the God of every new opportunity. You are the God of every new day. In this time of worship, help each of us to hear you speaking to us. And may the words of my mouth, and may the thoughts of our minds and our hearts be pleasing to you. We pray these things in the name of Jesus, and for his sake, amen. I love hearing that. Well, may I say once again what a great pleasure it is to have all of the members and leaders and parents affiliated with our local uniformed organizations with us here today. You all look very smart in your uniforms, and the way that you have conducted yourselves this morning makes each of you a true credit to each of your organizations. We've already heard hints this morning that the focus of this year's service is the wider topic of friendship. And I don't think it's too much for me to tell you that friendship is one of life's greatest gifts. Now, I'll tell you something. One of my favorite movies is an old black and white Christmas movie called It's a Wonderful Life. Maybe some of the adults have seen it. And if the kids haven't seen it, you should. It's well worth your time. It stars Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed. Now, I won't give the movie away. I watch it every year at Christmas time. But at the end, one of the characters has a very famous line. It says, "No one is a failure who has," what do you think? "Friends." No one is a failure who has friends. You know, boys and girls, in our lives, we face so much pressure to weigh our value in so many ways, by our jobs we'll get, by how much money we'll make, if we get married, if we have kids of our own, and so many other things. There's so many ways to weigh our value, but none of those things are guaranteed, and none of those things can bring us real happiness. Now raise your hands if you want to be happy. Do you want to be happy? Every hand should be up. If your hand isn't up, make an appointment with me and we'll talk. We all want to be happy in one form or another. And one of the best ways to be happy is through the gift of friendship. You know what? Even people who teach in universities have studied friendship, and they have found that friendship has so many benefits for each of our lives. Here are just a few. Friendship helps us to learn and accept our differences with others. In my own life, boys and girls, my richest friendships are with those who are different from me, who don't see the world in the same way. I learn so much from them through my friendship with them. Friendship also benefits our physical and our mental health. It makes us healthier on every level. Friendship literally makes our brains healthier. And as we get older, friendship keeps us healthy and happy. Friendship also helps us feel better during hard and sad times in our lives. And every single one of us, in one form or another, will face hard times in life. It's just part of being human. But the friendships that we make, the friendships that we keep, can help us make it through those tough times. And friendships can always make life worth living, even when everything else is tough. Those are just a few benefits of friendship. This may not come as a surprise to you, but the Bible has a lot to say about the importance of friendship as well. When it comes to friendship, the Bible tells us that friends are always there for us. A friend is someone who we can call on day or night for help, and they can do the same with us. Friends support each other. Friends are always honest and sincere. Friends will always tell us the truth, even if the truth hurts a little bit. Friends always give us good advice. Friends know us very well, and advice we get from friends has our best interests in mind. And true friends always care about our feelings. If someone is your friend, or if you're friends with someone, you don't want to hurt their feelings. You want them to feel good about themselves. The Bible teaches us all these things about friendship. we see that it is so very important. We should all work very hard at becoming friends and making sure that we are kind towards other people. And the promises you've just made, you all promised to be kind and to do your best. Those are two fundamental ingredients of being a friend. But you know what? There's still another kind of friendship that the Bible talks about. And it's even more important. The most important friendship is our friendship with who, do you think? What do you think? Yeah. Family and friends is very important, but even more important than that. Even more important. What do you think? What do you think? With Jesus. That's a great answer. Our friendship with God. That's right. Have you ever thought about God as someone who wants to be your friend? A few moments ago, we heard a couple passages from the Bible. In the first one, from the Old Testament, we heard the following words: "But you, Israel, my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, the children of Abraham, who is my friend." Do you hear that? Abraham, a very important figure in the Bible, who was the father of Israel, who are God's people, Abraham was called God's friend. How incredible would it be to be known as God's friend? I can't think personally of anything more wonderful than being God's friend. And how did Abraham become God's friend? Abraham trusted God with his whole life. Even when he was already very, very old, God asked Abraham to make a great journey from his home. And throughout this journey from his home to the land that God was going to show him, Abraham faced all sorts of challenges and tests, any one of which may have been enough to make him want to run back home. But Abraham kept trusting God, and God never, ever abandoned Abraham. Over and over again, God proved his friendship to Abraham in good times and in bad times. In our second text today, we heard Jesus' words in the Gospel of John. And these words happened during the last dinner that he shared with his disciples. In that last meal, Jesus wanted to make sure that his followers understood the most important part of his message, which was the command for them to love one another. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his or her life for friends." And that's exactly what Jesus was about to do. He was about to go to the cross and lay down his own life for his friends. But Jesus also said, "You are my friends if you do what I command you." And by dying for them on the cross, Jesus made everyone who believes in him into God's friend. He taught his disciples, and he teaches us to call God Father, to speak to God as one who would speak to an older friend. Jesus wants us to do the same. And because Jesus has made us friends with God, boys and girls, we can talk to God anytime and anywhere. God is always, always listening. What do we call it when we talk to God? And when we listen to God, it's a special word we call prayer. We can pray in church. We've already prayed today in church. But we don't have to just be in church to pray and talk to God. We can talk to God whenever we want. God is always, always there. God is our best friend. God wants us to talk to him. God wants to talk to us too. That's what friends do, isn't it? Whether we talk in person or we text our friends or any way, we like to talk to our friends. We like it when they talk to us. And we can do that with God whenever and wherever we want. So we've heard that Abraham was God's friend. Abraham talked to God all the time in prayer. Jesus prayed to his Father all the time as well. And Jesus has made everyone who believes in him God's friend as well. And boys and girls, if we are friends with God, then we already have the most important thing in life figured out. If we are friends with God, then we can be true friends with each other as well. In his own life, Lord Baden-Powell understood the importance of being friends with God. In his last letter, he wrote, "I believe that God put us in this jolly world to be happy and enjoy life. Happiness doesn't come from being rich, nor merely from being successful in your career, nor by self-indulgence. One step towards happiness," Baden-Powell said, "is to make yourself healthy and strong while you are a boy or a girl, so that you can be useful and can enjoy life when you are a man and a woman." Boys and girls, friendship is one of the best ways to be happy and to follow Baden-Powell's advice and to enjoy life. Friendship with each other is at the heart of what it means to be a beaver, a cub, a scout, an explorer, a brownie, a rainbow, a guide, and a member of the senior section. And friendship with God is also at the heart of what it means to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus. So today and every day, boys and girls, adults of all ages, let's try to be the best friends we can with each other. And most of all, let's try to be the best friends we can with God. That's how to lead a good, happy, and useful life. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for your friendship with each of us. Thank you for Jesus, your Son, our Savior, who is our great friend. Help us, Lord, every day to follow his great example of showing love to other people. Help us to share his gift of friendship with everyone we meet. Help us, God, to do these things. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue now in worship with our next song of praise. We want to see Jesus lifted high. And during the singing of this song of praise, your offering for God's continued work here in Kemnay and beyond will be uplifted.
We want to see Jesus lifted high, out of the flies across this land. Let us now speak to our friend Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, we have many things to thank you for in this beautiful world you have created. We thank you for the changing of the seasons and the brightening of the days. We thank you that we are free to come here into your presence this morning and to worship you. We thank you that you are not a distant but a personal God who wants to have a friendship with us. This morning, as we gather with the Scout and Guide Associations of Kemney, we thank you for the vision and service of the Baden Powells when they developed these youth organisations. We thank you for the volunteer leaders here today and for all those around the world who give up their time to improve the lives of those around them. We pray that they may be supported and encouraged in their service and that they in turn will seek to support and encourage one another. We give thanks for the boys and girls who benefit so much and pray that the skills they learn now will help them to grow into confident and generous members of society, and that even when they move on, they will continue to remember their promise to do their best for the benefit of their community and the world around them. We pray for children in other parts of the world who do not have the luxury of being able to attend schools or youth organisations, for the children who have to work to help support their families, and for the children who live on the streets because they have no families. We remember that we are fortunate in a material sense and that we do not know hunger or thirst in this country. We pray for the children who will go to bed hungry tonight because there is not enough food for them. We pray for the children who are forced to drink dirty water because they do not have proper sanitation. We pray for the children in war zones, the innocent victims of violence who see and experience things that no child should know about. We ask for your comfort and your love in the hearts of those who suffer, and we ask you to show us how we can be your hands, your feet, and your voice in the darkest places. We pray for all the children and the families affected by the mass shootings in Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. We give thanks for the bravery of the teachers as they protected the students in their care, and we pray for your loving arms to surround and comfort the 17 families whose lives have been shattered by the loss of their loved ones. We pray that wisdom can be shown in the aftermath and that the USA will find a way to prevent more atrocities like this. May your light shine in the darkness, a beacon for those in despair. We pray for those in our own community who are sick at home or in hospital, for those of anxiously awaiting the results of tests, and for those facing an uncertain future. In particular, we remember the Judge family as they wait for news about Kyle following a fall from the third story window. We pray for healing and we pray for support for the family. We ask your comfort for recently bereaved families and for strength to those facing unemployment or financial difficulties. In the silence, we now name those known to us who are in particular need today. We thank you that we have plenty and ask that you take all our offerings today, our time, our talents, our money, and show us where they may be best used for your glory. We bring our prayers to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour, our Lord, and our friend. Amen.
Thank you, Fiona. Boys and girls, we've said today that we can talk to God in prayer anytime and anywhere. And the most important prayer we can say to God is thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for loving me.
boys and girls. Friendship is one of life's greatest gifts. Go forth from this place. Seek to be friends with all who cross your path. And most of all, seek to be friends with God, who loves you more than you will ever know. And may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon each of you and upon all who you love, this day and forevermore.
Amen.